I see this Portuguese uprising as unfiltered white rage. Like, what would happen if we didn't have to always fight with one hand tied behind our backs, you know? If we could just fight back for everything that has been done to us and to take back what is ours. And that's, you know, what I see in this story. And that's why it's so impressive that if we could, as whites, just choose our own sides, we could do anything. Anything would be possible, including this massacre. And I'm not fed posting here. I'm just stating the obvious, that white people should choose their own side in this story.
Yes, you're hitting into exactly the thing that I also have been thinking about, like Americans, etc. You know, constantly being knocked down, being pushed down. In fact, today I was watching a video about Epstein and the girls, the underage white girls, who were basically the sex toys and sex slaves of these Jews. And I want to post this video because this white girl says that when she was with all these Jews were constantly telling her, you know, you whites are nothing. You're nothing. Mm. We are the chosen people. And she was mentioning how thousands of white girls were used and raped and they were underage, etc. And how, you know, how she was told she was nothing. She's just white. You know, she's not like the supreme people, the Jews, you know. Mm-hmm. She should be grateful, you know, for these things. And you know, you saw these police, etc., having to kneel for the black criminal in America and so forth. And yes, in a nutshell, I agree with you that the day has to come where white people finally wake up out of their slumber, and when they do, it's going to be a terrible day for our enemies.